Tina, who was Mark's
representative. So,
that's right.
Remy, yeah. Remy told about this.
So, today, Be'ez Hashem, tonight is Sukkos, and there's Man Siv Chaseinu, Kavaldik Yontiv. Tonight, and I want to discuss today the halachas that pertain specifically to tonight, more than any other night or day of Sukkos. So as we'll see, hopefully Be'ez Hashem will not have rain tonight, but in case that we do have rain, or in years that there is rain the first night, there's halachas that are different for the first and then other nights or days of Sukkos. And let's get into the sugya and see how the Rishonim discussed it and what do they hold. And what do we do la halacha? We'll start first of all, the idea of rain or any other type of tzar, the Gemara discusses in Sukkah in two different places. We have a Mishnah in Sukkah Daf Kaf Ches Amud Beis. That's in the top right side of the page. Here the Mishnah says, Kol Shiva Seyol Mim Oda Moises Sukkah Sukva Uveis Or Ara, you make the Sukkah the main place, and the house is alright. Yorduk Shomim, if it rains, Meh Mosai Muta Lefanus, when can you leave the Sukkah? So the Mishnah says, B'she Tisrach HaMikpah, when the food starts getting spoiled. I mean, the rain affects the food. Moshlu, Moshlu, Ma'adav, Ardoime, that's the famous Moshul. Le'evet, Shabal, Limzoi, Kois, L'Raboi, a slave goes to pour water to his Rebbe. V'shavach, L'kito, Haponov, Pashas, the Gemara concludes, the Evet turns around, the Odin turns around and throws the water back on the face of the slave. We come to try to serve the Kosh Boko basically says, you know, no thank you. So that's really what the Mishnah says, speaks about the rain. So it's not such a gishmak a mashal, but that's what it says regarding raining on Sukkos. And that's the Mishnah in Daf Kaf Ches Amud Beis in Sukkah. That's one Mishnah. We have another Gemara, which is in Daf Chavod Amud Aleph. Left side of this Gemara, there's another Gemara. That one did not speak about rain, but speaks about something else when a person cannot perform the mitzvah of Sukkah. What are we talking about? What we call mitztayer, someone who is suffering from being in the sukkah. The Gemara says, Rav Sharo, Rav allowed, Rav Acher Bardol, that's his name, lemigno bikilso besukkah, to lay down to cover his bed with a kilso, which means like a canopy that you have on top of that bed. Mishum boki. Boki means there's some bugs or mosquitoes that are disturbing him. A rova shari l'archo by ado yelar achach lemigno bar mimatalalto to sleep outside of the sukkah mishum sicho de gargishto because of the bad smell that he was suffering in the sukkah material was outside of the sukkah. Rova letaimei do my rova mitztayer potur min hasukkah. Someone who's suffering, he is potur from a sukkah. Now, Pashtis, these two Gemaras are one of the same. When you have rain in the Sukkah, a person cannot endure the Sukkah. The rain is disturbing him. When a person has bad smell, or has bugs, or flies, or mosquitoes, he cannot endure the Sukkah. So in both cases, they're really one thing. Mitztar, Patim, and a Sukkah. That's also, the Pashtis, the Mishtabura always puts it together, as we'll see in a second. So just one note to start our shiur is interesting enough, why is this Gemara is not put together. We have one Gemara that Chavav Amud Aleph speaks of Mitztar Potter in a Sukkah. And then only later, Kaf Ches Amud Beis, the Mishnah says that if a person has rain, he can leave the Sukkah. So you could say sometimes that's what happens, the order of the Gemara has, there's different reasons. But maybe based on what we learned today, we'll see that maybe these two things are not necessarily one, they're one Sukkah, and therefore maybe that's the reason they're put in two different places, as we'll see today. So that's just one note to start with. Okay, so now, the sugya of raining in the first night starts with the Gemara and Sukkot of Chavzayin Amud Aleph on the right side of the page. The Gemara brings a machloikis. How many meals does a person have to eat in the Sukkah? So one shita holds, you have to eat 14 meals in the Sukkah. Rabbanon say, no, you don't. The Gemara says, V'Rabbanon, we'll start from the end, it's a little bit in the middle of the sugya, but for what we need, the last line, the first line, the end, Rabbanon Skirdiro, Madiro Yiboy Ochli Bayil Ochli, if he wants, he can eat, if he doesn't have to eat. Avsuko Nami Yiboy Ochli Bayil Ochli, if he wants, he can eat, he doesn't have to eat. Yachi Afil Leilion Tavrishunami, so also the first night of Sukkot, he doesn't have to eat. The same way you don't have to eat the entire Sukkot, If you don't want to, if you want to eat, eat. Person wants to, well, let's say, take the extreme, clear case. Person wants to eat bread, he must eat in the sukkah. But he doesn't want to eat, doesn't have to eat. You don't have to eat in the sukkah. Except the first day, Gemara says it was different. Why? You learn chamishah sir from Pesach. There, the first day of Pesach, you must eat matzah. Even though the rest, if you want to eat matzah, you could. If you don't, not. Afkan la rishon chayvo mikan ve'elach rishos. So you learn from matzah. The matzah is different. The first night is different than the rest of the nights. And therefore, in Sukkot, you have to eat the first night. Because you learn from matzah. So Tosfos is right here in the sugya, right away, is bothered.
But the rest of the nights, is it because it's like a dira or because of the hekesh?
The rest of the night is no hekesh.
No, because it says, la rishon chayvo mikan ve'elach rishos.
Oh, so you don't have any chayva to eat afterwards. It's rishos, mi mele. What about the mitzvah of sukkah? Mitzvah of sukkah, you have to get your in the door. So mitzvah dachilo, let's say, if you do like the gav and the chef, so mitzvah dachilo, the person has to eat. So a person has to eat only the first night. He's not required to eat the rest of the night. Now what about the mitzvah of sukkah? Go mikayim sukkah. Sukkah, part of sukkah is you do whatever you want to do. You don't have to. That's the chor. So now, you're supposed to be in the sukkah. No, so the ikar thing to do in the sukkah is to eat and to sleep.
To be, I mean, you look at all the halachas, except for going out to the restaurant.
Oh, so that's a mitzvah. That's not a chayva. Meaning, it's not an obligation. If a person is outside of the sukkah, doing sukkah, so he's not eating and not sleeping, he's not over any aveira. Meaning, he doesn't have any obligation he's not fulfilling. If he is in the sukkah, he's mekayim a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to be in the sukkah as much as you can. But is there an obligation to be there every minute? Meaning that a person is, if he's out of there, is he in Avera? The answer is no. The more a person is in the sukkah, the better. But what you're required to do, al pi halacha, is to eat and to sleep. Now eating, the word says, if you don't want to eat, you don't have to eat. You don't have to. You're not obligated to do it. Now Tosfos says, one second. The word says, is telling us that only the first night you're obligated to eat. What about the first day?
First day.
The first day is Yom Tov. You don't have to eat on the first day of Yom Tov. You have a chayva to eat on Yom Tov. L'chor one is so when it says the only time you need to eat is the first night. Says Tosfos, but what about the first day? You must eat. What about, he doesn't ask the question. But you can add to that, Tosfos, what about Shabbos? If Shabbos falls in the middle of Sukkot like this year, you have to eat because of Shabbos. So Tosfos says the following. Tosfos says a big chiddush. This Tosfos, we'll see. It's a machlokes Tosfos. Tosfos in Sukkah, right below this Gemara. Tosfos says, "If you buy loch klal, the ochel chayav lechol b'sukkah. If you eat, you have to eat in the sukkah. Kedam rin and leil. Umashma ochel de biyom tev lo yave choyvo. You do not have to eat on Yom Tov. What do you mean? We know there's a Yom Tov suda. Ibai lo yochel klal chutz b'yom tev rishon. That he says. Then he says in the Nafkamina regarding Birkas Hamazon. If you didn't mention yalav yavoi." Because Yalav Yavoi, if you miss Yalav Yavoi, you have to repeat yourself only in things which you are obligated to eat, to do. You must eat. So if you miss Yalav Yavoi, you have to repeat it again. So Tosfos im tol is kishi yantu because the mazon ain't tzurich lachzor. Hi, says Tosfos, we have a Gemara that tells us you have to eat on Yom Tov. V'adam yipekshloi shalchu shali on tomi doisogle doloy achil. So he says lemitukmo ela beleile Yom Tov shepesach yom Tov shachak. That's what he says. And then he continues on, what about the idea of eating in Yom Tov in general? So he says, yeah, that you could do with meat, you could do with fruits. You don't have to do with bread. You don't have to wash. Right? The only thing you have to wash is the first night of Yom Tov. That's what he's learned from this Gemara. Because the Gemara is telling us that the only requirement you have is the first night. So the rest of Yom Tov, you don't have to eat. You don't have to wash on the first day. That's what Tosfos learned in Sukkah, because Tosfos bothered, what does the Gemara mean? They have to eat only the first night.
And it's saying you don't have to wash the first day because maybe you only need meat and fish and you don't need bread.
That's what he says. Which is a big chiddush. We don't paskin like that. We paskin. You do have to wash. But that's what Tosfos holds. Tosfos in brachas. Tosfos in sukkah. Tosfos in brachas. We'll get to it in a second. If you jump to the left corner of the page, top left corner, you'll see the Rosh says something else. The Rosh says, he brings the same the discussion, and he says the following. In the middle of the first line, you have to eat, says the Rosh. You have to eat in the sukkah. What does the Gemara mean you have to eat in the sukkah? Says Tosis, says the Rosh, a different pshat in the Gemara. And this is where we get to our discussion. It's raining in the sukkah. It doesn't have to eat in the sukkah. Of course you have to eat in a yomtiv. But you don't have to eat in the sukkah.
This is the day?
The day.
Or both?
Day.
And day.
Now, but the Gemara tells me the night is different than the day. So what's the night different? Comes the Rosh. V'davka milayushan ve'elushus. Aval b'layla rishayim the first night. B'chol inyan choyva. Now listen to what the Rosh says. This is the big chiddush. V'afilu yardim kshamim chayav lechol kazayis besuko. Te'alfim b'chagamatzis. Says the Rosh, when it's raining, in the first night, you sit in the sukkah with the rain and eat. It's raining, it's pouring. Person cannot, it's getting all wet. Sit in the sukkah and you eat. Why? You learn from Chag HaMatzos. That's the limud. Because the Gemara tells me the first day is different than the rest of the days. So that's not true. The first day you also have to eat. So you have to eat, but you don't have to eat in the sukkah. If a person is a mitzvah, he doesn't have to eat in the sukkah. Except the first night, and the first night you do have to eat in the sukkah. Even though it's raining, it's pouring, you have to eat in the sukkah. You have to eat in the sukkah. What? The mission is not the first night. When it says you have to go on the rain, it's not the first night, which is a big chiddush. Because what does the mission say that? Huh? So that's a big shayla. And if you look,
and what's the
mission? It's called Shivas Yomim. Called Shivas Yomim. You can say Shivas Yomim v'lo. It's hard to say that.
Coil.
Hard to say. The Rashba, if you look right below the Rosh, the Rashba in Shuva, he really says you have to bring a riot to that. Disagree. Look at Losha Rashba. The Rashba brings, we read it quickly inside. Maybe we'll skip a few lines. He brings the Shaila. Oi, Chalto. Says the Rashba brings the question. It's raining in first night of Sukkot. Or a mitzvah. Or someone mitzvah, the same thing. Im chayev al kobayim leechol kazayis o kabeitza besuko, kivan shekoch tzar ba'achil shuk at beitza olo. Do you have to eat? Do you have to force it to not eat? He says, not so much tzar. So he says, tshuvo nirmili advarim, she'ein amitztar v'sheyod lo kshomim, kadish tisach amikpo, the amount of rain that you need to have to force to get out of the sukkah, chayovim lochol besuko. You don't have to. That's what he brings. Now we'll skip a few lines. He brings the idea, He brings different rise. I'm not going to go the whole thing. And if you go down right next to the number 3 is in the Rashba, he says over there, "V'lo shamanu shechilik min leirishin l'shayyam v'aleilus." We didn't find such a thing. You have a difference in the first and the rest of the days. "V'i me'is v'lo sagidu lemer medver amurim b'shayyamim avalai shechayo shakosu kol v'chayva." The Torah of the Moshe mentioned beferish. "Elavada inu chayv klash kosu potroi tichtiv teshu imin tashin teshu kenaduru." And he says such a thing, and he ends, if you look at the last sentence of the Rashba, "Umi shemichayev, olav harayo, ve'onu lo shemanua, ve'lo reinua." The Rashba. I didn't see that, didn't hear that, I disagree. Well, you don't have to eat in the first night of the sukkah when it's raining. So that's the Rashba against the Rosh. If you, yeah. Only first night. Yeah.
Yeah,
because I will get to that in a second.
So let's say, but you have your food there, you bring your food out, and you have good weather gear, so it's not raining. Mitzat ohel, are you allowed to have, let's say,
shlag?
You can put not even a shlag. We put a futon out.
So
during the day, it folds up and you can sit. At night, it's flat, and that's where I sleep. So I'm protecting the futon with a tarp, which
right.
I'm allowed to do. It's not in and of ohel.
Right.
Is there anything that you can build or have or take a big raincoat
Put it on the thing?
Put and just hold, have somebody hold.
Midin oil.
Because you want to eat the sukkah.
You're holding,
you want to eat, have some ice, you want to take a little bit of time in the side, not just run in and run out. You want to sit. So mitzat ohel. Can you take, the big black rain?
Yeah,
that we
I think it should be okay. I have to go back at the sugi of oil, which I'm not.
Yeah,
but if it's open and you're just picking it up, it should be okay.
The coil should be okay.
If you want to, but we'll see in a second. The Rashi doesn't. There's no need to do that. I mean, not only it doesn't. Well, let's see. Let's get it, continue the shir. But it's a good shayla. I'm not. I think it should be okay. I think so. Based on, you know, just like putting a talis like a sifra stereo on top of the sifra stereo, right? Okay. So that's the machlekes dorsh and the Rashba. If you look at the Ran. So really, with the Ran sums up the two shittas in the Mishnayim regarding how you learn the Gemara. He brings another way to learn the Gemara. Because what do we have right now? The Gemara tells us that you learn from Chag HaPesach, and the first night is different than the rest of the nights.
Could you just go over that again?
Yeah.
That's the anchor of this.
It says in the Gemara, the first night is different than the rest of the nights. The rest of the day. So the Gemara, so everybody's asking, what do you mean? Why is it different? So right now we saw two answers. Taisa says, the first night you have to eat bread, the wash, the rest you don't have to. That's in the Tosis in Sukkah. The Rosh says the first night you have to eat in the Sukkah, even though it's raining. Let's see now the Ran. The Ran brings a third explanation. What happens the first night different? Says the Ran. Elishayeshon, we'll see the Ran, which is below the Rashba. Go down. He starts with a question from Yontif. We'll go down to the fourth line, right next to where the parenthesis says Eirin Mitzvah. Says Elishayeshon Imrim Kach. What's the measurement of food that you have to eat? It's a kazais. Size of an olive. Usually, what do you have to eat in the sukkah? Only kibitzo, size of an egg. That's when you get to the requirement to eat it in the sukkah. Outside achilas sare. I feel like a lele rishay kvat shakos of kovir chayva lechu besukkah so achilas kva. So what's the difference between the first night and the rest of the nights? What's the minimum amount that you need to eat? Is it a kazais or a kabetzo? Says the Ran, the first night you have to eat a kazais, like matzah. How much you have to eat in the first night of Pesach? A kazais. So what requires you to eat in the sukkah is a kazais. That's what you need to do, and that's what you're now laying out in the sukkah. Mashenke, the rest of the days, it's all kibetza. That's another explanation. This is the first day of the rest of the night. Ends the Ran. That's the reason we learn for Pesach. Then he brings the rush.
Does he mention kazais in the last one?
No. Doesn't say anything.
So you chayv lechol even a whole meal?
We'll see. The place keeps saying it means the minimum amount that he refers to before. The you have to eat when you eat. Learn from Pesach. What do you learn from Pesach? Says the Ran, the first explanation is you're learning only that you have to eat a kazais. The second explanation is you have to eat even though it's raining. So that's the machlekes we find right now. So the Rashba says, no, you don't have to eat when it's raining. So what does the Rashba learn? Maybe he learns like the first shot of the Ran. That's only for the kazais. Maybe he learns like ktesis. That the first night you have to wash, the rest of the nights you don't. Or the other shita is you have to eat even though it's raining. Before we get to the shita I want to come and explain today, let's see the Shulchan Aruch. Come to Shulchan Aruch and Paskins. Shulchan Aruch, Siman Taf Yesh Lamed Tes, in the top in the middle of the page. Yardu Kshamim, it's raining. Harezin nichnas l'toich habayis, has to go into the house. Mimatayim u'talafanois, when can you leave? Mishotach sukkot tipois. There's so much rain, she plutach avtav shali, posa afil tav shashapol. The food gets ruined by that. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says, ends with that. It rains, you leave the sukkah. Shulchan Aruch doesn't differentiate between the first day and the rest of the night. Hagol, zok the ramah. Tafilu in tav shil afonof. Okay, then he goes on to do the idea of the tavshil. And then he says, skipping two lines down to the bottom, at the end of the line, the kol ze davka b'shar yomim u'leil shel sukkah. That's the rest of the days and the nights. Aval laila rishon, in the first night, tzorich lechol kazais b'sukkah. Afilu im kshamim yardim. Even though it's raining. V'yikadosh b'sukkah, k'dei shir mazman ala sukkah. You do kiddush in the sukkah. Make sure to do kiddush in the sukkah. So you can do shechiyanu on the sukkah, and you have to eat kazais in the sukkah. The Ramah tells us you have to eat in the sukkah the first night. That's Ramah Paskes. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that.
Kazais.
That's the one you have to eat. The now, right? Now, so the Amar Exodus Shulchan Aruch says you have to eat with rain. Do you have to do a bracha leisha b'sukkah? The Amar doesn't say not to. Says the Achrenim learn the Amar. You do. That's the Taz and the Magen Avraham learn the Amar. You must do a bracha because the first night is a mitzvah because you learn for Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah, when he brings it, if you look now, skip the Zayin. The Mishnah Berurah below the Shulchan Aruch, well, it's a little start of missing one word. He says the Amar holds. Starting from the beginning of the line, the afshu mitzvah machmas hageshem, the chol mitzvah potim in the sukkah, even the mitzvah potim in the sukkah, severely la ramah kedas apoyskim the soivin the balal rishayno av mitzvah chayuf. He holds like these shitas, they hold the mitzvah chayuf. The time of the kevan the gamrin chamishos v'chagamatzos shalom v'chagamatzos legamrin gamrin ma'osu chol gamrin chayuf av besukkis. That's what he says. Now, continues the Mishnah and says, okay, that's the Ramah. The Ramah holds you have to do a bracha, you have to eat the first night. Vida, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Yesh Oy Migdir Lishayin, the Sevir Lehu, there's other Rishitas that hold, the Xer Shobazu Lav Leach Yosef, it doesn't come from this. Like the Ran says, it tells you Kazayis, but not to eat in the Sukkah when it's raining. Vein Lechag Bin Lan Lishayin Lishayomer, there's no difference in terms of rain between the first night and the rest of the nights. Val Ken Yichu Kama Achrenim, different Achrenim is Paskin, even though you need to eat in a sukkah, don't say bracha, because some shittas hold you can't do it. You don't know what to do, so don't do a bracha. Add the Mishnah another thing. It says, yeah, you should wait till chatzos. Why chatzos? Because you learn from first night of Pesach that ikatam matas chatzos. Why? Because the Iker Mitzvahs do then. Some Rishayim hold that, and we'll get back to that in a second, we're going waiting. But some Rishayim hold, you're not Yaitse under the rain. So if you're eating in the rain, you're not Yaitse, it's Mitzvah. Right? And then we'll get back to that in a second. Should you wait till Chatzos, you're not waiting till Chatzos without Allah? So Mishnah Berurah says basically, there's two Shitas over here in Rishayim. Some hold, you have to eat in the rain. And some hold, you don't have to eat in the rain. So if you hold that, you don't have to eat in the rain, says the Mishnah Berurah, you're eating in the rain, now you eat the mitzvah. If you should wait for it. You should wait for later. But if you hold that, it's a mitzvah to eat in the rain, sather up, you have to eat and do a bracha. And that's the machlekes Shulchan Aruch the Ramah. Shulchan Aruch does not mention to eat in the first night. He will hold you can't eat in the rain. And the Ramah holds you could eat in the rain. Okay, so that's what comes out. That's called some machlokes Shulchan Aruch Ramah, and that's what be the community of Allah what to do. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what we should do if you can't wait, as we'll see in a second, it'll be raining, is you do the kiddush. We don't do leishiv sukkah because some Rishonim all leishiv sukkah doesn't work. That's what he says.
Wait, is this applicable also to the second night?
Oh, well, we'll get to the second night in a second. So we can be finished by the second night.
So Sfarim, they don't wait. They just eat.
I don't know. I don't know if they're machmir like the Ramah too. I'm not sure with this thing. Now. What happens, says the, okay, so, well, before we go to another sheet that we're trying to get to, what happens now if a person, in the first night, it was raining, he did the kiddush in the sukkah, without a leishiv, and now he left the sukkah, went home to eat. Does he have to go back and eat in the sukkah if the rain stops? What? Oh, well, it depends on this. Now the very good. The chodesh you have to go back or not? Now we have a rule regarding going back. What's the rule? If a person is already went to bed, he doesn't have to get out of bed to go to the sukkah when in a regular night. Let's see la'alocha inside. La'alocha says it's the next seif in the Shulchan Aruch up there. Shulchan Aruch sif tafish lametes seif zayin says the Shulchan Aruch haya yoshen v'yoredu kshomim b'laylo. He's sleeping. Starts raining. He goes into the house and it stops raining. I don't have to go back. Doesn't have to go back, right? Why? Why does he doesn't have to go back? Because he is, it's mitzvah, as the Achrayim explained. To leave your bed and go leave in the middle of your sleep to go and move your bed down to the sukkah, and the person is started to do that. So you don't have to leave your bed to go to the sukkah. That's what he says.
It's actually interesting wording it. So Yashin v'yardu b'shamim.
Right.
It should be yardu b'shamim v'alachlishon or something like that.
No, because speaking, he was in the sukkah.
He's sleeping.
He was sleeping in the sukkah. The shemit came, and then he went into the house. Now, actually, very interesting enough, the Ramori mentions it. What happens how much rain do you need to get out of the sukkah? And then the achronim of today, you know, today's poskim discuss what happens if it's not raining, but you know it's going to rain. You know, it's like black clouds all over. The forecast says it's going to be raining tonight. You know, cats and dogs. You know it's going to rain. Do you have to sleep in the sukkah, wait for the rain, or you can just go home to sleep? So the pasuk you're going sleeping, that you don't have to wait. If you know it's going to rain, you already can go into the sukkah based on the next Ramah. Now, so it says the Mishnah Berurah suddenly has something interesting. First night, a person says it was raining. A person does kiddush in the sukkah without leishiv. You should go back when the rain stops to do it with leishiv. But he went to sleep. Does he have to get out of bed to go to the sukkah to do the first night? What does the Olam think? It's the first night. Should he go back or not?
No.
Say again?
No,
it's a first night. Yeah. You need to eat in the sukkah. You need to eat. It was raining. He couldn't eat in the sukkah. He ate without a leishiv. He went to sleep at home. Now, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. Let's say that 2 o'clock. Yeah, so, let's say it's 12 o'clock at night. Before chatzos. He wakes up. Oh, there's no rain. Should he run down, not to sleep, to do late shift? Does he have to do it?
No.
Is he requiring that? Says the Mishnah Berurah, no. Why not? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yimonavshach. This is the Yimonavshach of Mishnah Berurah. Says the following. He ate in the sukkah when it was raining. Now, if you hold, like the Rishonim that say, the mitzvah is chayav to eat in the sukkah. So it was yotze, because he ate when it was raining. If you hold the mitzvah's potum in a sukkah, so you don't have to eat when you're mitzvah, leaving your bed now, going downstairs is also mitzvah. So the same way you don't have to eat when it's raining, you don't have to get out of your bed to go do kiddush. So if you hold mitzvah, you already did the mitzvah, because you ate when it was raining. If you hold mitzvah's potum, you're potter. So the mishnah berurah, mimon avshach, a person doesn't have to go down. Look, let's see the mishnah berurah inside. It's the next part in that big piece we have in the middle of the page. He says the following. He starts, he poskuk shomim, writing like in the middle, have like a space in the middle. So that first line says, he poskuk shomim, the rain stopped. Filuk farbir b'kas amozoin al chilek adem etzech leechol odapam. If he stopped, he didn't go to bed, he has to go in to do the leishiv. Kishur beitzer, at yoytze basuko, farach leishiv basuko, that said that the poiskim, sil dein the yoytze basuko was a geshiv. The whole, you know, yoytze. Filuk shadayin lo yishokhav, he didn't go to bed. Avink for a shokhav, he's ready in bed, entuch lo kubay amito. Doesn't have to get out. Why? If it's time, he ate when it was raining. If it's time, potter ain't talking about amito. Come over, receive zayin. Right? So this is the Mishnah Berurah. It says it doesn't make sense to get out of bed. Because either mitzvah is chayov or mitzvah is potter. If it's time is chayov, he ate when it was raining. If it's time is potter, you don't have to get out of bed. It's the same way you don't have to eat when it's raining. You don't have to get out of bed to eat. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that's what you do if you went to bed. You just missed the first time, and that's it.
Because otherwise, because everyone else, all the other sheep, is ate a
kazayas
and it's fine.
No, he ate a kazayas. Yeah, but he didn't do leishiv.
You can make a leishiv for it. The bracha is totally on the achilo.
Right, but if you're eating, so you know that's a good point. Very good point. Let's go back a second to the Ramah on Siv Zayin. The Ramah says the following: V'chol apoto min asukah. The end of the Ramah. Ve'ein yoytze misham. His pot doesn't go out. Ainu mekabal aschar. You don't get reward for it.
Sitting in the pouring rain.
That's what he says. Yeah. It doesn't have to be pouring rain. As long as the rain is his tisrach hamikpa, he's potter min asukah, you're not getting reward for it. So if you can't do a leishiv on the sukkah when it's raining, and according to the shita that you're not supposed to eat, you're not doing your sukkah now. You're doing nothing.
So interesting. You're saying a sheer of rain, a certain mitzvah, there's two different things. Mitzvah we're saying is like a subjective thing.
Right.
Each person has their own, whatever that means.
Right.
And then there's a din of geshem, and you're saying the guy by geshem, it seems like it's almost like a psul. And if I'm sitting in a sukkah, and it's
very good. Bob is leaning to the next point I want to get to.
Is it rain or mitzvah?
So, but Pasha, the Mishnah Berurah learns the mitzvah. Mishnah Berurah learns that the rain and mitzvah is the same thing. And that's what he always equates it. We saw here. So the same thing about Mitzvah, you don't have to get out of bed. But right now, you don't have to get out of bed. Not only that, the same thing, you know, I would plan to bring it later. But now the Oil is speaking and bringing it. It's a fair issue here. Look at the left corner of the page. Left corner of the page says the following. Mitzvah, potum in a sukkah. Right? In the Shulchan Aruch. In the left corner, the bottom of the page. Says Shulchan Mitzvah in a sukkah. Who will you mitzvah you potter? You don't have to go to the sukkah. Says the Ramo, "Ava belayla rishayno, I feel mitzvah chayav lechoshuk hazas." First time you have to eat. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Ozi leshitasoi." Simon Tiv Tami Des. The Sazer Shem Lachmir biyoduk shonen lani shayne. Says the same thing like grain. Vuadinkan, same thing. Ava that shayav poiskim the part of sham vuadinkan. Says the Mishnah Berurah, mitzvah rain is same thing. If you all rain, you eat, so you eat with mitzvah. If you all rain, you don't eat. You don't eat mitzvah. Mishnah Berurah holds like that. That's a pasuk. That's a whole like Shulchan Aruch. Mitzvah rain is the same thing. So you say, what is it? Chazal gave you a shear. That you can say is simple. Chazal gave a shear that when you have rain that it will ruin the food. That's mitzvah. That's your mitzvah. I'm not mitzvah. I don't care when my food is wet. It doesn't matter. Chazal told you that's called mitzvah. That's what comes out from what we learned until now. But here comes a tesis, and this goes to what you're trying to reset before. The Tosfos in Brachos is something else. Tosfos in Brachos, going back to the Rishon. So again, we had a problem. The first that of Sukkos, the Gemara says, you learn Chavishah, so Chag Pesach, Chag Matzahs, you have to eat. Says the Gemara, what do you mean you have to eat? So either you don't have to eat the rest of the day, Tosfos in Sukkah. Or you all you have to eat even when it's raining. Or, yeah, you learn from here like the Ran, that it says you have to eat a Kazai, not a Kabetza. Tosfos in Sukkos is the following. Tosfos says, and Brachos, sorry, doesn't Brachos. He says, he brings the sugi regarding eating the first time. He says again, if you look at the third line, you have to eat. It's raining. You ate as Yontif. Now look at the difference. The Rosh said you have to eat even though it's raining. He didn't say you have to eat even though it's raining. After rain ends, you have to go back to the sukkah. You ate. It was raining. You ate. You ate yontif. The first day of yontif. A person eats at the sukkah. He eats at home. It's raining. It's pouring. He can't eat. He's eating at home. He finished the meal. Now he says, oh, the rain stopped. Let's go to the sukkah. You don't have to. You ate in the midst of eating. A Yom Tov, because you ate at home. Eating the sukkah this first day, you don't have to go eat in the sukkah. If you eat, it's a big mitzvah, but you don't have to. The first night, you have to eat in the sukkah when it's not raining. That's not the sheet of the Rosh. The Rosh said is that you have to eat in the sukkah even when it's raining. It's not the sheet of the Rosh that says Tesla goes to something else. He says you have to eat in the sukkah, but you have to wait for the rain to stop. You have to go back into the sukkah and eat. Which type of chiyuv is that? Either you hold the rain is not a problem in the sukkah. If you mitzvah is chayav b'sukkah, even when it's raining, you chayav b'sukkah. Or you hold that you don't have a din to eat in the sukkah. So why you have to eat after the rain stopped? What is that? That's what you learned from Chag HaMatzos. Not that you have to eat when it's raining, but you have to eat when the rain stops. What does this say? What does this mean? So here comes the Goyen. That's one of the places. Yeah, the Vilna Goyen says like one, two, three words. This became a very famous Goyen. Everybody quotes it. And that's what you referred to before. And the Goyen, really in three words, basically gives us a new explanation this whole sugya. And the Goyen says the following. He brings the sugya on the Shulchan Aruch, he brings this machlekes, what is it? If you look at the Goyen in the bottom of the page, and he brings, I'm going to start from the end of the third line. So he brings the sheet that you have to eat when it's raining. That's what he says. Aval batoisus kosusham. He's quoting our toisus. Kigonim yordu veochachut asuku posku akshomim shechayev. You have to eat if the rain stopped. Ukemoy shikosuva rajbo. He's quoting the rajbo. They bring in the parentheses. That's the rajbo we have. It's not brought down in our tshuva. We just read our tshuva. The following words he's going to quote from the rajbo. We don't have it in our shuta rajbo. But that's he brings the name of the rajbo. Listen to the lashon. Ain shem sukkah alei. As you call it, as you say in yeshivas, it's called oy sukkah. It's not a sukkah. When rain is going on the sukkah, it's not a sukkah. And then he brings v'shochlag shpitoyef isharaj v'smag v'zeru v'shapoyesim chol kemal zeh v'amu mishum yantiv sagi kazayis afilu kabeitza pasul by suka. But that is sacred. Ends the goyin and he says there's another shita. There's a shita that holds that you don't have to eat in the sukkah at all, even after the rain stopped. Hi, why do you learn from Pesach? You learn from Pesach has to be a kazayis. That's the shita of the Rajbo. Rajbo, he's calling the Rajbo, it's really the ritual by us. If it's not the Rajbo, it's the ritual. He calls the Rajbo the smog, there's a room.
It has to be, because otherwise there will be a skip between the
Rajbo. See, that's what, he cleared the goy himself to say it's not really the Rajbo. That shit. You have the shita that holds, you have to even know it's raining. You have a middle shita, that's how the goy ends. That's Tosis Iker. What is Tosis shita? Tosis holds that you need to eat in the sukkah the first night. But you can't eat when it's raining. Why can't you eat when it's raining? Because raining is not the same thing like mitzvah. When a person, that's what you said before. Mitzvah means I'm suffering the sukkah. Okay? You're suffering. That's not a good thing. But there's still a sukkah over here. When it's raining, lav shem sukkah lo. It's not a sukkah. A sukkah that cannot, you can add over here that the Gemara and sukkah the base of Mandala from the beginning says that what's the sukkah all about? Machsa mimatar, it comes to cover you from rain. So if it's raining in the sukkah, it's not a sukkah. So you're going to go and say, okay, but I still want to eat in the sukkah. You don't have a sukkah right now. It's like eating outside.
You can't make
elation. You can't make elation. Now, what?
I did that 1 year. I was such an anxious. I was sitting in the sukkah. I was so upset. I went outside. Yeah. And then the next day, I told Rabbi, I got such a mission.
There are some in Amisol that do all like that, which we have to understand. But the thing, what we're doing right now is that
so
sukkah.
Why even eat the kazayas then?
Oh, so you don't eat when it's raining.
So I'm saying, okay.
According to the going, you know, you wait. That's what it says. You wait till the rain stops. When the rain stops, then you go in and then you eat. That's the choiva. Now, according to this going, so what does it mean? Rain is different than mitzvah, according to this. Mitzvah means you're suffering the sukkah. It's a terrible thing. You still have sukkah. Rain means you don't have a sukkah.
So have a second point. Let's say you're Eichler, you have a mosquito infestation. So, and it's full.
So does that take Shem Sukkah? I don't know.
No, is that Mistar? Is there still Shem Sukkah?
That would be a good question. I don't know the answer to that. So, I don't have a marker. But let's say a person sits in a sukkah and he himself, he's not feeling well. He has a cold. The sukkah is great. Everything is great. Somebody else getting in the sukkah. But he himself is suffering over here. It's disturbing him. I agree. That's the Mistar. So that will be the difference. Meaning the Goyen says the Yarduk Shamim is a psul cheft of the sukkah. The sukkah is not a sukkah. And you tell me, what happens if the sukkah has a problem that there's flies in it? Maybe it'll be the same thing. Maybe it isn't. I'm not sure. Regular mitzvah can be a person himself. As the Shulchan Aruch that we saw before, you're talking about, he brings different cases. And he says, it's disturbing the smell, disturbing him, the zvuvim, disturbing, could be that only him, he can't stand. There's one fly over there that drives him crazy. Not everybody else.
According to the Gemara, it's very understood why the Mishnah
mentions
rain.
Right.
If it's
Afka,
it's just
a Mistar. And that, very good. According to that, that's why it's
two
different sugyas. Yeah. There's one sugya, Daf Chavav and Aleph. That's because of Mistar. That has nothing to do with the rain. That's a psul gavro. The Rava says, person, he the smell disturbing, Rava told me he could get out of the sukkah. That's one thing. Then you have Gemara and Daf Kavchas, Mishnah. That's all different sugyas. It's different rain. So you have rain. Now, what will be according to that in Nefkamina? Maybe. We don't have a marker to that, so he's going to put it out. That according to that will be, according to God, one could argue, that if a person is mitzvah, he still have to eat in the sukkah the first night. If it's raining, you can't eat in the sukkah. Because there's no sukkah. But if it's mitzvah, you have to eat in the sukkah. That will be Nefkamina. What?
It smells bad because there's a dump.
Yeah, that's another thing. That's another thing.
And it's blowing.
Right, there's two different types of smells. That's the more. More first about a smell, like a smell of like tar. Or like, if it's something that. It's not a bad smell, it's a smell that disturbs it.
Not dirt.
Not dirt.
So, if it's after the rain, it's dripping down. But so it's Mistar, it's still Mistar because it's dripping.
You can all.
Rain
maybe dripping down. Because when you have water in the sukkah, it's still a sukkah, you could say.
Right.
But the Nefkamina will be the Mishnah Berurah that we said before. A person went to bed.
Right.
It was raining. He says, I'm going to bed. Wakes up now, 12 o'clock at night. Let's say 2 o'clock in the morning, because that's after Chatzos. But 12 o'clock at night is now before Chatzos. Chatzos, that will be around 1 o'clock. He wakes up 12 o'clock at night. Now he says, listen, I could be in the sukkah before. So should I go down and get out of bed? He's mitzvah. I don't have to mitzvah. But after mitzvah is chay the sukkah, go to the goyin. You're chay the sukkah. The only reason you're not doing the sukkah is because it's raining. And that brought that the Ari Kedim brings that Rabbi Sheber had a story, I think it was his father, I think it was Ramoshe. And the Ramoshe woke him up in the middle of the night, and it was raining, this story. And the first night he woke them up and said, you have to go down to the sukkah to do a bracha. So Rabbi Sheber told his father, what do you want? It's time for a sukkah, Mr. Brew. So he told him, no. And with the way it's brought down there, it's a little hard to understand. I mean, it could be it's a misquote. He writes there that everybody agrees that the first night you have to eat in the sukkah, because when it's raining, it's not a sukkah. Like the garden said, it's all your sukkah. So therefore, you don't have the Peturim Mitzvah on the first night, but you do have Peturim Kshamim. I mean, when it's raining, you can't eat in the sukkah. But when you're suffering, you do have to eat in the sukkah. Now, according to what we learned, not everybody agrees to that, because the Rosh Refer says you should eat in the sukkah when it's raining. It's a different shita. It's three shitas. But according to at least two shitas out of three, even though, according to the Rosh, you have to eat when it's raining. According to the Tosfos, you don't eat when it's raining, but you don't have it up to a mitzvah. You have to get out and go into the sukkah, maybe according to the Goyen. So mainly that will be the nafkamina. Nafkamina will be that you get out of bed afterwards, or not. And that comes out according to the Goyen. One could say that if when the Ramot tells us in Shulchan Aruch and Tzimut Tafri Shmem, then the first day that person is chay mitzvah chay besukkah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Lishitase Azil, he holds the same thing in the first night. But now that we don't hold like the Ramah, says the Mishnah Berurah, and we hold that the first night you don't stay in the sukkah, you don't do a bracha, so Mitzvah, you don't do it. Efshah, according to the garden, that will not be true. The garden will say, I disagree with the Ramah regarding rain. If it's rain the first night, then you don't eat in the sukkah with a bracha. I agree with that. I disagree with the Ramah. That I hold like a Shulchan Aruch. But regarding mitzvah, I agree with the Ramah. The mitzvah stayed the first night. So the Mishabur equate them. He said, whatever you hold in the first time regarding grain, you hold regarding mitzvah. They go and say, no. Regarding mitzvah, I hold that's one thing. Regarding rain, something else. And now the Chur will be the machlik according to this guy. Now.
By the way, it's ridiculous. Like if someone has a cold, and he's suffering the same at home or at the sukkah,
right.
So is that
up to
not go to the sukkah?
The halacha is up to not to go to the sukkah. Mm-hmm. Why? Because there's no mitzvah put him in a house. On the sukkah, you have a mitzvah.
But Rashi says,
Shasukah mitzvah. Right, I hear. Maybe
the sukkah has to be.
Halacha amai, that's the old. A chayla doesn't have to be in a sukkah, even though he's chayla in both ways. Which is an interesting thing. It's a tzar. Now.
So it has to be that the assumption, the underlying assumption must be that in the house, the comfort level is going to be higher, because otherwise, why leave the sukkah?
Right, maybe.
I mean, there has to be a reason for leaving this.
Right.
For the to leave the sukkah.
Right, it could be that it's more technical, meaning just in the house, he has what he needs. He doesn't have to get up and leave. He doesn't have to move himself from the house. Absolutely. Just moving is right. Yeah. Right. Now, so that comes out regarding rain in the sukkah. So what lamaisa? What lalacha? Lalacha comes out that we eat if it's raining in the first night, a person has to eat in the sukkah without a bracha leisha. But he has to eat in the sukkah. Then he does kiddush in the sukkah with Shechiyonu, because Shechiyonu is on the day.
Depends how much it's raining. No?
I mean, the rain.
If it's drizzling, you can still make a leishiv, no?
If it's not going to ruin the food, you have to be mishaya.
The drizzle's not necessarily going to.
If it's like one or two drops, not a problem. But if it ruins the food, you can't do leishiv.
That's the measurement of the mishnah.
Yeah.
Economics.
Yeah.
That's already. It sounds like that. Like it's a splash. No, it sounds like it's.
If it ruins the food, you can't do leishiv. You sit in the sukkah, you do kiddush, you go back into the house, finish the meal. If it stops raining, you should go out and do, now you have to do, but now when you go in the second time, you have to do a kebetzo, not a kazais.
No leishah.
And the second time you can do leishah.
No, I'm saying the first time. Yeah.
First time, no leishah.
You make a kiddush, you go into the sukkah, you make kiddush, you say shakirano, it's pouring, you
go back home.
You don't need to make the kebetzo in the sukkah?
No, kazais.
Kazais.
You wash, you eat kazais.
In the sukkah.
In the pouring rain. Yeah. Then you go back in and eat. Now, if you continue to eat over there, according to the Ramah, no reward. No reward. According to the garden, you're just sitting outside. It's a nice thing in the porch. Yeah. And then you go back in, you eat. The rain stops, you have to go back out, eat, and do a lay shift. How much do you have to eat? A kazais or kebetza?
Now we're back to regular
kazais already.
So now, according to some sheets, this is kazais. But according to others, now you have to do like a regular day. It has to be a kebetza. That's what Kiva Eger says over here.
No, still have the Pesach.
If that's only, the only first kazais is like Pesach. The next
first
one,
kazais, you're wearing yaitse in
sukkah. According to some sheets. According to the other sheets, you are yaitse. So you have to be chayshish to the sheets that you're yaitse. If you're yaitse, you have to eat a kebetza. That's what Kiva Eger says over here. So if you look at the last two lines in the Rukiv Eger over here, Rukiv Eger just last two lines. In kvar yotzei b'mas she'ochel b'shach shomim v'leikach yu bracha like boichel yotzei b'kabeitzel. Come on, b'shach, I'm asukah, I have to eat a beitza. So the second time you go after eat a beitza. Now, according to the guy, and if he went to sleep and he got up in the middle of the night, he should come down and eat a beitza. He has to go, come down and eat kazais. Go out of bed, kazais, kabeitza. We could discuss that because the meaning is in the sukkah, maybe we should eat a little bit more because he has to be doing it. Now, two halachas just to end with. One is, how long does he have to wait for the rain? So first is, the Mishabura mentioned to wait the chatzais. Why the chatzais? Because the chatzais is when you have the chayva to eat kazais like you learn from Pesach. The Mishabura.
So before chatzos, because you want to eat the kabeitza before chatzos. So if it's.
Yeah, I mean, to eat before, right. Before chatzos, right.
That's
right.
Kind of your cutoff, you need
5 minutes. You need 5 minutes, right.
I'd say the same not for me, the gabe, matzah's mamish as man.
Right. Yeah. No, but here's a zman to be yoitz at the chayva first night. You learn chamishas v'chayim matzahs. Yeah. That's it. So therefore, he says, now, that's what he says, so you have the chatzos. If you look back at Mishur, he says, yesh ba'achoyin shekozo de'en kedai lamtin kol kach. De'en yamtin imachilas b'nei beisu ha'gdoilin v'aktarim. He's going to wait for his older and younger kids. En lecha mini asim chazion tov yotem izeh. Imagine you come home at 8 o'clock at night, and you tell your wife, we're going to wait till 12 o'clock at night, if you don't mind. Right, that won't go so well. So now, here comes the chayin, as many of you say, that really depends each person. You come home, you see, if you're waiting a few minutes, 5 minutes, each person needs to feel his house. Everybody's hungry, everybody's suffering, there's little kids in the house. Don't wait too long. Right? The Mishmur says, kesho shatayim, it does means whatever is enough time that a person, you know, measures that his household can hold on to it, that's where you wait. So that's regarding the how long to wait. You wait a little bit for the rain, but not more.
Wife and children should start eating in Isha way?
Like it's also a minyan sichas yamtiv. If the father doesn't do kiddush, doesn't do amotzi.
I've been holding this back the whole time. This is the first time you're mentioning the wife. You could paskin all you want and talk all you want.
Yeah.
But what do you
the wife doesn't have to eat in the sukkah.
Yeah, right. Sure, separate
No, 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 no. We're going to kiddush. If it's raining. What's the thing about it? Going back to this case, it's raining. What do? You go to the house.
The wife says, you don't want to start a fight.
Of course not.
I'm not kidding you. No.
Very good. We'll get back to that in a second. No, but the question, what's halacha?
I'm not kidding.
You have to do halacha.
No, but you can't less. Halachically, I can't aggravate her, no?
No, but there is.
If your wife says, I want to do the halacha.
Yeah, if you don't want to do halacha, it's a nice question.
She says, you know what, whatever the halacha is, let's do it.
But let's do the minimum halacha. The minimum halacha is do kiddush, eat kazais, and go back. And if you can wait a little bit, wait a little bit. That's the first Mishnah. And the second thing is regarding the second night. And Chutzar, the second night, is really, it's really the first night.
It's a kind of pace of the first night.
Right? So the Chush, we say that if you look at the Ramon that we read, the Ramon says, Laila Rishayna. So the Taz attacks the Ramon. I don't have the Taz over here. But the Taz says, I don't understand. What's if it's the first night and the second night? Should be second night the same thing? That's what he brings. I'm going to read the Taz inside. You don't have it on the page. Now he's showing up. Mashma v'loy b'shniya. Not the second act. And he said, I don't understand it. He said, I don't understand. We all share the same thing. Imken ayal lachmen gam b'shniya. Dehabe hotalia, says the Taz. I don't understand why you say only first night. So the Magen Avraham answers the question. And that's what the Mishabura says. The Mishabura brings, regarding the second night, says why? Because we know kviya diyarcho. Meaning, really, the second night, we know it's not really a suffix. The only reason the second night should be like the first night, because we're not sure what's the first night of Sukkot is the first night of the second night. But the truth is, we do know what the first night of Sukkot is. The only reason we're doing a second night is because it's a minog ba'al. It's a minog of sin b'yadenu. It's a minog to do it. So the minog is to do it regarding the concept of Yom Tov that you're doing it. But regarding the Sukkot, that you don't have to do. So that's what Mishnah Berurah brings. Or the Chatchila, it brings a lot of Shniyah. He says, I'm just trying to see where he brings the first thing. Mishnah Berurah doesn't quote the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham is below in the page below Mishnah Berurah. He says, we know the Kibur D'Yarcho. So we know already the thing. Now some places keep a hold, you don't know when it's there. So you add it together. Well, the only reason we're doing Kiddush in the Sukkah is only for Shechianu. We already did Shechianu. So this, and this is the last point. Just want to end with this. And this comes in Afkirin Lemaisa. Why are we doing Shechiyonu in the first day in the Sukkah? What's, as we saw, it tells us go into the Sukkah to do Kiddush and do Shechiyonu in the Sukkah too. Why are we doing Shechiyonu in the Sukkah? So the answer is we're doing Shechiyonu also in the Sukkah itself. There's two reasons we're doing Shechiyonu in the first night. One reason is Yom Tov. Yom Tov requires Shechiyonu. The second reason is because you want to do Shechiyonu in the Sukkah. You build a Sukkah. What, we don't do Shechiyonu when we build a Sukkah. We wait for the first night. So Shechiyonu goes in the Sukkah as well. So therefore it says do Kiddush when it's raining in the Sukkah. So at least you can do Shechiyonu for the Sukkah. Now according to the Goyim, maybe you could say it's Oy Sukkah. Maybe it will be a little bit of a difficult thing to do. But you say Shechiyonu in the fact that you have the Sukkah built. You can discuss according to the Goyim, is it Oy Sukkah, not Oy Sukkah. But that's the reason you do Shechiyonu in the Sukkah. The second night says the Magen Avraham, you already did Shechiyonu for the Sukkah. The only reason you do Shechiyonu on the second night is not for the Sukkah. It's for the Yom Tov. Because the second day is Yom Tov. Because you don't have to do Shechiyonu in the Sukkah on Yom Tov. You can do Shechiyonu Meikar, then you can do Shechiyonu the minute you build the Sukkah. We don't do it, we wait. But if you did the first night, even if it's not Yom Tov, Sveikah D'Yayma, you did Shechiyonu in the Sukkah. So the second night, you do Shechiyonu in the house. Now we have enough Kamina L'maisa, how we do Kiddush. How do we do Kiddush on the second night? We turn the Shechiyonu around. Very good. Right. The first night, we do Shechiyonu. How do we do Kiddush? We do Kiddush. Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim. We do a boy prayer gofen. Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim. Then we do Leisha B'Sukkah. And then we do Shechiyonu. That's the order. Why? Because Shechiyonu goes both in the Sukkah and on the Yom Tov. But in the second night, the Shechiyonu doesn't go in the Sukkah anymore. Shechiyonu goes only in the Yom Tov. So therefore, the order of Kiddush changes. We do...
Without anything.
We do a gefen. We do Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim. We do Shechiyonu. And then we do Leishiv. The Leishiv comes afterwards. And that's where it comes to the Kibbutz. If it's raining, do you do Shechiyonu in the Sukkah or not? The Shechiyonu doesn't go in the Sukkah anymore. You do it inside. Therefore you do it over there. That's why you also change the order regarding the second night. We should be Zoyche.
It's supposed to be raining tomorrow.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah, so the second night.
So the second night, our right to Lahachmir, to eat the Kazais and the Sukkah, can be Machmir, but the Magavram says you don't have to. So you don't have a requirement to eat kazayis when it's raining, and you definitely don't have to do kiddush in the second night.
Because there are must set only land of Rishon.
Right.
But so the thing is, if you consider this information a little bit and you really care about sitting in the
Sukkah, so do a kazayis.
You don't schlep everybody else outside. You
right.
Make kiddush.
You do kiddush inside.
Make kiddush. Okay, 1 second. This is going to be halach lemaisa.
Yeah.
So make kiddush inside. Everybody washes, and everybody washes and. And makes a
motzi
inside? No.
You can wash it, do a motzi. Most people do. You should ask if he's doing lechem mishne outside, and everybody hear him. I would say a push-up shot, what you do is you do a motzi inside.
Yeah.
And then and you eat, because you want to eat the first kazais inside. So according to the sheet, you have to eat the first kazais. The question, could it be the second kazais? I mean, you have to eat a kazais outside.
You go outside.
You go outside and eat a kazais. I think it has to be the first kazais. I mean, you can eat kazais inside.
Yeah.
And then go out and eat another kazayis at the sukkah.
Without a leishiv.
Because we're not doing leishiv anyway.
Right.
That'll be the second night.
That's what we pray that it won't rain.
Yeah. Now, I just want to end with one small shtickel over here. Well, just to end with something nice at the sukkah. I almost forgot to say it. Is that the... it says in the Megala Mukas brings that it says in the Gemara that why that the Satan doesn't have the right to mekatrig on Yom Kippur, because Ha Satan is gematria 364. That means the Satan has the power only for 364 days out of the year, not in the 365th day of the year. That's what he says. Ha, it says Ha Satan with a hay. Okay, so it's a question. There's different answers. Why you put the hay over there? The Megala Mukas tells us. There is a concept of doing sotah without a hay. Meaning the sotah doesn't have rishus to be mekatrig, right? To be out there and go against Am Yisrael, not only Yom Kippur, but for another 5 days. The hay is another 5 days, the sotah has to be silent. What is the 5 days? The 5 days is the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. So everybody asks, what do you mean the 5 days? 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. So you see over here that the fifth day, first day of Yom is a little different. Now, according to what we just learned, comes a very gishmak. You see, the first night of Sukkot, this is really a question the Rajma asked in the Rosh. Rajma says, What do you mean the first night of Sukkot? Why should the first night be different? It's like the rest of Sukkot. We bring a raya, the first night is different. Why? What's the idea that if it's star potter in a Sukkot? Let's say that I go to the Goyim. When it rains, you potter in a Sukkot. Any other mitzvah in the world when you mitzvah, you put him in a sukkah? First is mitzvah, he can't put on tefillin. It's very painful. Does he have to put on tefillin? Of course he has to. A person mitzvah to eat arba koses in Pesach. That's a classic case. The Gemara speaks about it. A person who's suffering from drinking four koses in mitzvah, the Rabbanon, he drank the four koses, and he had a headache until Shavuos. That's what the Gemara says. There's no such thing. A person mitzvah. So what if you mitzvah? A person suffers. What's the idea? So it's brought down David Swarm. I'm almost sure the Tzaddik also says it. The idea is like this, because Sukkot is connected Osid Lovely. It's connected Yemois HaMashiach. And when you speak about Yemois HaMashiach, you're not Mitzvah anymore. In this world, when you're worshiping HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you're enjoying or you're suffering, you know, we don't take that into account. But when you're speaking about Osid Lovely, that's when you get the Oilam Shekula Toiv. Everything has to be done with pleasure. So Sukkot has to be done even only if you're not Mitzvah. Except maybe the first night. First night, you don't have to worry it's time in a sukkah according to what we learned. It could be that the first night, there's an idea it's not yet fully sukkahs. It still belongs to the time before sukkahs. It still belongs to the 5 days when you kippur and sukkahs, like the Megalom Lucas tells us. So you're still in the process of entering into sukkahs. You're not yet at sukkahs. Therefore, maybe you don't have a din of turim it's time in a sukkah. But in any case, we should be zoiched to a good gebench to yantiv, a good yantiv, and hopefully there will be no rain. Should be zeichet to be yoshev in the sukkah. This sukkah now be eventually lead us to the sukkah's oyrish leviathan, the awesome lovely.